This is Kate from conversationswithkate.net, inviting you to join us and improve your listening comprehension while you learn from conversations with my guests from all over the world. I created this podcast for English language learners who want to stress less and become more confident when speaking in English. This is episode 21. My guest today is Shanti Kumaraswamy Street. Shanti is an independent business English trainer with a 20-year background in finance. Through her business, English with a Twist, she teaches professionals one-to-one offline through her homestay full immersion courses in the United Kingdom and online through her specialist programs for English and business skills. She is an award-winning blogger and the author of two ebooks, Business English Secrets, and Small Talk to Go. There is much more I could say, but I'm going to let that information come out as part of our conversation. Welcome to the podcast, Shanti. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really thrilled, and congratulations on your podcast series. It's really very interesting.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun, and I have many more people who I'd like to have as guests on the show, so I hope it has a long run.
Yeah, I'm sure it will, yeah.
Well, it's been my great pleasure to follow you on Facebook and the blog on your website. Since most of my clients are working in international business, I find your materials very helpful and interesting.
Thank you.
And I want to come back to that topic, but I always like to start with a little background, especially as it relates to languages. Is English your first language?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
And where did you grow up then?
Right, okay. I've got a very potted history. I grew up in Malaysia, but my mother's Italian and my father is of Sri Lankan origin, but he was born in Malaysia. So Malaysia being an ex-colony of the United Kingdom, my first language is English because between my parents, English was what was spoken. And dad is of, his family speak Tamil, but he grew up speaking English. So English is my first language. I grew up speaking that.
And it's another kind of English. We think of Australian English, we think of British English, American English, but the Malaysian English is a little bit different too, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I mean, it is very much. I think it has also changed a lot since when I was little. I mean, at school we were taught British English.
Okay.
And, you know, it was very much, and you know, like most Commonwealth countries, you know, we grew up with Enid Blyton, with British sort of culture and the British history and stuff. And in fact, I would say that my grammar is better than most native speakers in Britain, because, you know, we really, really learned it well. Mm-hmm. But that was the, you know, in school, we had that influence. Outside, yes, of course, because in Malaysia you have the Malays, you have the Chinese, and you have the Indians. And the Indians are the better spoken English speakers as well, because also they have that the background from India and also Sri Lanka. The Malays are the ones that didn't really speak as well, because then when we got independence, Malaysia got independence, Malay became the main, Bahasa Malaysia became the main language for the country. So, you know, they weren't as good. But yes, in terms of accents and also certain words, you know, sort of there'd be words and expressions that are different from British English, as it were. So different. And also, yes, accents and certain words coming in from, you know, sort of Indian English and Malay sort of would mix it with theirs, and also the Chinese would sort of mix it. So, yeah. But I don't quite know how I'd categorize, define Malaysian English as such. There's a strong accent and there's certain words you add at the end of a sentence, which is typical
like Malaysian.
Yes. You know that.
Well, you know, I love languages and learning about culture, so I did a little bit of research.
Absolutely. So, you know, and it's funny because every time I go back to Malaysia, if I'm talking to people, you know, on the street or stores, then, you know, I'm not going to speak like with my British English sort of word. I'll sort of lapse into that, you know. Yeah, cannot la, yes la, you can la, and you know, that you know, that whole thing starts changing. But of course, in a professional capacity, then of course you don't, you would try and speak, you know, without all those colloquialisms in there.
Of course, but if you're traveling and trying to pick up a little bit of, you know, the feel for the country, I think it's important to know just some of those things.
Yes. But you gradually build, and you can pick it up pretty quickly, because even my mother, being Italian, and of course English is a second language for mom. So it is interesting because she, most of her life speaking English was in Malaysia. So it was this strange, you know, sort of English that she learned, not learned, that she was living with. And, you know, and then we have these little words that come into our language, yeah.
So you grew up in a country that is very much multilingual, multicultural, and yet you started learning English in school. But then when were you aware that there were other languages? Right away?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I was raised speaking English because mm-hmm. the common language between mom and dad was English, because mm-hmm. dad speak Italian. Mom didn't really teach us a lot of Italian. I think she spoke to us in Italian a bit, but unfortunately, and this is my regret, is we didn't grow up bilingual, because dad didn't understand it, but so we didn't practice that. We did it when my grandmother would come and visit us from mm-hmm. Italy. My grandmother didn't speak English, so we would learn Italian as we went along. Oh, absolutely realized immediately we had different languages, because of course my dad's family spoke in Tamil. No, they spoke English, but then amongst themselves, sometimes they would drop into Tamil. And in Malaysia, most people speak two or three languages. You know, English is the language that was brought by the British, mm-hmm. but most people will speak Malay, they either Chinese, Cantonese, Mandarin, the Indians, if they are Punjabis, then they'll speak, you know, Punjabi, or the worst, it's Tamil. Most of the Indians in Malaysia are from Tamil Nadu or Sri Lanka, so yeah, and of Tamil descent. So, yeah, we grew up knowing that there were many languages. And my primary education was at state school, and there the language was Bahasa Malaysia. So my primary education was all done in Malay, not in English.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was always, you know, we were immersed in that multicultural society and also multilingual society.
Yeah, that's fascinating for me, having grown up in the Midwest in the United States, because even though my grandparents still carried some of their language back from Europe, my parents were not going to speak it, because in America it was very, very important. We were a melting pot, but it was always very, very important to speak English, to be American, you know, and to conform to the new society. And so when I heard my grandparents speaking German or Swedish, I became very interested, but I was not really encouraged to do anything with it. But I did. It was offered. German was offered in high school, so I did start studying a little bit then. And I think that was my first, it sparked my interest, you know, in the world and in traveling and finding out about other people. So I'm really grateful that I did have that opportunity. And then I was able to be an exchange student. So by the time I was 17, I could actually travel outside of the United States, because the United States, as you know, is so vast that many people never leave. And of course we have many, many cultures, and many languages. And today, in the community where I live, we have many, many people who speak Spanish. So I can hear it much more frequently than I could when I was a young person. So how long did you stay in Malaysia then?
Well, I was born in London.
Oh, you're born
in London? Yeah, because my parents met in London. Mm-hmm. So after 2 months, we moved to Italy for my first 2 years, and then we moved to Malaysia. And I was two. I left Malaysia when I was 15, so 13 years, because my parents had separated. We went back to Italy. So I spent 4 years in Italy and then came to the UK to go to university. So yeah, I grew up in Malaysia. So my childhood was all in Malaysia. My brother and sister were born in Malaysia. So yeah.
But you grew up knowing about travel.
Yeah, sort of in different places. Yeah. And as a family, we're all over the place. You know, we all three of us came to the UK for university because that's just how we grew up. That's just how it was. But my brother is in Malaysia and my sister is, funnily enough, in California. So, and you talk about Spanish and of course, you know, that, you know, it's this huge Spanish area. So yeah, so we are all over the world and yes, and very, you know, have different experiences.
Tell me, well, let's see. So how many languages do you speak now?
Oh, no, unfortunately, I really only speak two. Although I did my primary education in Malay, and this is the thing, it was really bizarre because I was doing all my education in a language that I wasn't speaking at home because Dad didn't speak Malay. Because when he was growing up at the time, he didn't need to speak Malay. So, and also my father's a lawyer, so all the court, everything was conducted in English. So my dad's Malay was pigeon-like, you know, it was very, very basic. Mom tried to, she did some Malay classes and everything. So my primary education was all in Malay, in a language I didn't speak. And went home and it was always in English. So I was terrible. My primary education was horrendous. My marks were terrible. My dad could never understand until my mother decided, she said, I can't help my children because I don't understand this language. Could you please? So we then moved into an English private school. And then suddenly, I'm not the stupid child that they had. I actually could understand, but I was learning something. And, you know, this is really interesting about languages, isn't it? Because, you know, you get that immersed, you're immersed in, you know, it's like the immigrant family going into the States or wherever. And they're immersed in that. But it's interesting how I didn't learn anything. Because in Malaysia, although it's a multicultural society, you didn't really, Indians, Chinese, and Malays don't really mix that much. I mean, certainly not the Malays. So we didn't have any Malay friends that I could continue the conversation with. Unlike, of course, if you were in the States, you went to school, okay, your parents maybe had just emigrated, maybe their English is not so good, but all your friends are speaking English and you're constantly immersed. I wasn't, because everything would then be in English. So it was really bizarre. So I lost my Malay after a while. I kind of understand it a bit. And I know that if I went back to Malaysia and I stayed there for a while, I would pick it up. Mm-hmm. I tried Chinese because at school we had to learn a bit of Chinese, but it was never going to happen because, I mean, all the characters, and that didn't last long. Tamil, unfortunately, my dad never really taught us. I think, you know, I think it's fathers, really. Fathers are not there to spend much time to talk to their children. So dad never really got in. So I don't speak Tamil. So it ended up being Italian, English, did French. So I studied French at school and continued with my French. I was pretty good with French, but like all languages, if you don't use it, you lose it. So I'm very rusty with my French. I do try and watch programs and stuff, but I haven't really picked up. So to answer your question, which was very short, my answer is very long, two languages, but I can kind of pick up the Malay sometimes.
You've been listening to the first part of my conversation with Shanti Street, business coach at English with a Twist. Tune in next week to hear more. If you'd like access to select transcripts and lesson guides to help you with your listening comprehension, visit www.conversationswithkate.net to join our ever-growing community of intermediate and advanced English language learners. Special thanks to Aaron Burdett for our music. This is Kate. Remember that every day is a gift. I'm honored that you spent some of your precious time with me. Thank you for listening. Until next time.